I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Man, it's so true. It's so true. I tell you, when you have a message as mine is, which is dare to be visible, dare to live out loud, I got to tell you, it's part of my wound and part of my gift, right? You get through the wound of how I grew up feeling unbelievably unseen and unheard and invisible when actually my being was born to be quite visible. So healed, yes. Completely gone, no. It means that every time I move to a whole new incarnation or have a new opportunity come up, there are things that come up for me with those opportunities. Oh, can I really step out into the limelight on the stage and write the book or whatever it is? You know, even last night, you know, it's big. I have moved recently and it's very big nearby where I live, West Hollywood, for Halloween. Well, it doesn't get more Mardi Gras than that. And so many people said, oh, don't go, you know, it's going to be crazy. But, you know, those are the worst words you could tell me because that means I'm going to go. So I got dressed up as a shamrock. I dressed up my puppy as a rescued dog and we walked. I don't know how many miles it was. I could walk forever. But we went. I did West Hollywood last night, took tons of videos for me. It was such an awesome blast. And I kept thinking, I'm so glad I did this. And that's always my litmus test. You know, I get to the edge of something and I can convince myself to come back down very easily. But then I think, what kind of regret would I have if I don't step out and do this? It even happened recently with teaching a class called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. You know, am I capable? Is it possible? And here I just completed my 6-week class with my students online and hearing the encouragement and how much they're getting out of it and the books they're writing, and it means so much. So every time I step out, it's like, but of course I can do this, but of course I can have this experience, but of course there will be no regrets. So what is that for you? Well, this is Dare to Dream. This is really about creating your dreams and your voice out loud, whatever it may be. And here's the great news. A little bit later on, I'm having a very dear old friend come back on the show. It's been way too long. Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness will be with us. He's a very popular personal development guy. He's been operating in 173 countries with Access Consciousness. He's the author, co-author of 9 books, including Write Riches for You and How to Become Money. So yes, Dr. Dane here will be with us later on Dare to Dream. And here's my question for you. Where does the time go? The state of awareness makes every moment matter. Pressures, right? We all have them, our jobs, our family, relationships, things we say we're going to show up for. It can make us feel that we don't have enough time to do the things that are important to us. Sometimes that leads to a sense of being unfulfilled. We don't get true fulfillment through time management, but rather by living in the here and now. I got to tell you, it's a choice. It's an every moment choice. I'm as good as the next guy. Gold, squirrel. I'll look at many things. And my attention, especially being a creative, right? I'm constantly getting downloads. But the truth is, when I just breathe and be right here, right now, whew, it's okay. Got everything I need. And it's pretty good right here. Wisdom traditions tell us that the present moment is outside of clock time. It is the eternal now. Today, I offer to you to choose to thrive in the world of time and live from your timeless self. Time is really about fulfillment. Using your time well comes down to how fulfilled you are in the present moment. And when we feel content and centered inside, everything we do is more effective, efficient, and satisfying. So understand that when we manage the time demands of our life from our timeless self, then every moment of life matters. And the thought for today is, the best time of my life is now. Osho said, consciousness is beyond time. Consciousness is timelessness. And by the way, do you love wine? I love wine so much so that I've been taking classes for the last two years. I've become certified in wine. And I just want you to imagine unique wines from the best vineyards all around the world, red, white, coming right to your door. So check it out, directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders. It's Cellars, C-E-L-L-A-R-S, directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders. They ship and deliver the wine to your business or your home. And that wine comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, and how to store your wine, all at below retail prices. So join this amazing Vino Club today and enjoy wine right to your door. directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about money. Show me the money. We'll be speaking with Dr. Dane here. Stay right there.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Debbie Dashinger with Dare to Dream Radio, and I've got Dr. Dane here. Dane, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you, Debbie. What a pleasure to be with you.
Yay. And you know, we're talking about money, but I want to preface it. This is a little bit throwing down the gauntlet here. I want to go big. Go big or go back. I really want to go big with this subject because it is so up. More entrepreneurs on the planet than ever before. More people who have the possibility to strike it rich and do well or just create freedom for themselves or those who are really struggling. And we know the statistics are not great for businesses like that to fold. So let's start, if you're willing to accept that we go big on this subject. Are you?
I gratefully accept your gauntlet. I'm grateful. Let's do this thing.
Beautiful. I have Dare to Dream. Money and creating dreams, are they connected? Do you include money in your dreams?
Absolutely. And see, I think that's one of the difficulties is so many of the people that would be listening to Dare to Dream are the people that have shunned money in favor of their dreams, thinking that they don't go together. What I found is you've got to have both, you know, and my best friend, the founder of Access Consciousness, my business partner, when I first met him 17 years ago, he said to me, he said, Dane, the purpose of money is to change people's realities. And I went, holy cow, this is the first person who's ever given me a reason to actually want to have it. And prior to that point, I struggled dynamically with money. And when he said the purpose of money is to change people's realities, I went, that is something I can get behind. And from that point forward, I was actually willing to have it. See, the thing with money is it's not that we can't create it. It's that most of us are willing to have it. Most of us actually hate it without even realizing it because we're like, of course I don't hate money. I want to have it. Yeah, but if you don't like it, is it going to want to come to your party? And so for me, they're together, the dreams and the money in order to actualize them. Because what you got to get is for most of your dreams, you have to have money to actualize them. So if you're shunning money, if you're hating money, if you're resistant to money, if you think that lie that we've all been told money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. Stupid people are the root of all evil. Let's just get honest, okay? And so in the years since then, what I found is a lot of really cool, really kind, amazing people who have money that are actually creating their dreams with it. And that's a lot more fun place to function from.
So you work with people all around the world, and clearly this needs to just not be a dream, but also a reality that people can create. You're somebody who's done that. What are the limiting mindsets around money that you encounter over and over with the people that you work with?
Well, I'm going to say once again that one of the biggest ones is people secretly hate money and they don't realize it. And if you look at somebody who hates you, do you want to be around them? You know,
no. Like,
of course not. You're like, you hate me. Why would I come to you? You know,
Jane, how does that manifest? What does that look like? Someone who hates money,
somebody who barely has enough to pay their bills, somebody who wants to create something new, but they can't because they don't have the money to finance it.
Right.
Somebody who is sort of continuously in a barter system state, will not actually willing to pay for things. Somebody who believes that they should be given everything for free. And that if you're really spiritual, then you will do this for me for free because I'm so spiritual. All of those things are an indication of hating money.
Wow. I just felt a universal ouch with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's powerful. And I think that describes an awful lot of people. And I just want to say with compassion for whyever that was created in their life and a place they operate from, what are some surprising things that people who hate money can do instead that will create ease, will create success and freedom around money?
Well, I love that question. And but the first thing that has to be acknowledged is, okay, I really don't like money, or I really hate money, because, you know, hate has so much intensity behind it. You have to first acknowledge that and acknowledge, wow, this is actually the reason I haven't had it. See, if you look at, if those people would actually look and look at the fact that anything they've truly loved and desired, they have created. And so, because what happens is, and I was in this boat also, don't get me wrong, this is where, you know, I'm having this conversation not from, oh, I've always had money, so I don't know what you people are doing. I'm having this conversation because I'm like, I used to not have any money either, and I used to hate money because I thought it was a terrible thing, because all I saw was people doing terrible things with it and lording it over people and making it the reason to be with people and using people and all these sorts of things that we've all seen. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is because if you get that whatever you truly desire and whatever you truly love and whatever you truly desire to have in your life, you start creating, then it would be the same thing about money if you get over hating it, get over resisting it, and allow it to start to flow into your life. You know, it's not like there's any lack of money in the universe. And if the past 20 years have shown us anything, it's that the level of people willing to have money who are actually willing to have it is actually increasing. You know, we used to have sort of these staunch systems of the wealthy and the middle class and the poor and whatever. And that has just been upended dynamically in the last 20 years. And so, but we keep looking outside of us at these people who seem to have money and they seem to have this savant talent for creating it. And we never put ourselves in that category, and we never let ourselves be in that flow where it's like, hey, you know what? I get money. And that's the other thing, is the people that don't have money believe that they don't understand money and they don't understand how. Mm-hmm. So the first place is to realize anything you truly desire, you create. And I think all of us could look at our lives and say that. Yes. What did I desire? I desired, you know, because a lot of people who are sort of the seekers of the world, people who desire to create a different world for everybody, a lot of times get stuck in this idea that money is the problem. No, money is not the problem. It's unconscious, anti-conscious, unkind, separationist people that are the problem, because they're continuously creating more unkindness, more meanness, more separation, and more belittlement of others. And one of the questions I like to ask people who've had a problem with money and they're the seekers of the world looking for some different form of reality is, can you change the money? Can you change the world more with money or without money?
Mm-hmm.
And without a doubt, awareness. Right? Yeah. I mean, without a doubt, if you have money, you can do things that you can't when you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a silly example. I've got a nephew and he's a big Dodgers fan. And I was in LA a couple of days ago on TV being interviewed about relationships. And I was talking to my sister, and my nephew loves the Dodgers and he's so excited about this World Series.
Right.
And I went, well, let's get him tickets. And she's like, what, are you kidding? They're like $500 or $600 for this, you know, for the bottom end. And I went, that's fine. I can do this. No problem. Let's do it. And so in doing that and getting him and my brother-in-law a ticket, it was amazing to sense the change in their world, because for them, that was outside of the realm of possibilities. But what it did was it changed this young man's life. He's 17. He is a brilliant, an extremely kind, brilliant person. And, you know, he grew up with sort of a similar family dynamic to what I grew up with, which was stress around money. There's not enough money. And, you know, and his parents are doing a great job. They're actually changing their points of view and things are changing, which is wonderful to see. And at the same time, there's been a lot of struggle around this area, as there has been for a lot of us in our lives. But to be able to do this for this one person, you see the different future that got created. Now, if I was in the financial position I was in 17 years ago, there's no way I would have been able to do that. I would have wanted to, but it would have been, you know, it would have been a huge portion of my monthly income at the time. So you start to realize that money is not evil and you can do some great things with it. And I don't know about everybody listening, but for me, that was one of the fundamental awarenesses I got to that allowed me to finally start changing my willingness to have it.
Oh my goodness. I love that story so much. And I can just imagine the impact on your nephew's life to have such passion for something and get to experience it live right now. And yes, the Dodgers right now are such a big deal here in LA. And it reminds me, I heard a Benedictine monk say something that I found very arresting. I'm sure most people would have thought it was pedestrian, but it just caught my ear. And he basically said, find out what you don't like and then get great at it. And I know he really meant chop wood, carry water. But in my world, I thought business. I'm great at creating. I'm a genius at being creative. I'm an inspirational teacher. But when it comes to the business portion, the money portion, all of that, I am the antithesis of someone who works in your organization, Simone. And for me, I thought, okay, so I don't like it. And I've said enough about it in my life, not liking it. What if I were to choose something different and take it on and become great at it? What would that mean in my life? What could that change?
Yes, exactly that. And what could that change? And this is the thing is, once again, those of us that are interested in something different, it's like, what could that change if we actually got proficient in this area and stopped resisting it? Because what I found is it's only what we are not willing to be present with in the way that we are with the things that we actually truly care about and desire. Those are the only things that we can't find a way to handle, you know. And with business, for example, it's like I used to have the same point of view. You know, I had a family who had a business and the business failed. And their entire point of view was our money defines us. So they had money at one point, and by the time it came time for me to go to chiropractic school where I really could have used the money, they had lost it all, you know, and they were in foreclosure and all this sort of stuff. So I had this huge resistance to business and to money. And yet, if you start looking at that and realize, okay, you've got a past, you've got a history, we all do, you're not alone. And I know we tend to think that our financial situation or our family history is unique to us. It's sort of unique to you, but there's probably about 10 stories going around the world, and all of us have one of them, if not more of them. And when you start to look at what change could this create, it starts to give you a different perspective, because now it's not about, I want this money so I can buy this stuff so I feel cool about myself. It's, you know what, I'd like this money because I'd like more ease in creating the change I would really like to create. And so as an example, like the other day when I was in LA, I was staying in Beverly Hills. I was staying at the Beverly Wilshire, the Pretty Woman Hotel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I take my family. And what's funny is I say that and I can feel a lot of people cringe, right? Oh my God, how could you spend so much? And why would you? And blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's like I travel 90%+ of my life and I like to be in nice surroundings because it's nice for me. But I went downstairs, we were at the restaurant, and I'm looking around and I'm noticing the vibe of all the people there. And I hate to say it, but it was in essence the worst of what people with money could be.
I know exactly where you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking around, I'm going, I hate Beverly Hills. Now, I don't usually have the strong, you know, that strong point of view about hating anything. But I looked at this and I went, wow, 99% of these people are trying to prove that they are somebody based on their money. And the whole reason I'm bringing up this story is because that is what I think a lot of us that don't want to make our lives and don't want to make ourselves and don't want to make our presence of us and our sense of us in the world about money, that's what we're resisting. But when you resist, you are the effect of whatever you're resisting. So I looked around and I went, you know what? This is so not me. What the heck am I doing in this particular hotel? Why am I staying in Beverly Hills? Let me go someplace else. Let me go by the beach where I can just be in communion with nature. And it was an amazing eye-opener for me because I realized that this is what so many of us are resisting, which keeps money out of our lives because we think it has to look that way or feel that way. But it actually doesn't. It's a bunch of lies that we bought.
Wow. So, yes, you were at the epitome, if there was ever a place that was an archetype for that kind of money and people traveling from around the world to use that kind of money. And those, I know exactly where you were, and I know exactly where you were eating. I passed there a million times. And Yeah. And what a great awareness. And I really appreciate the fact that you are able to recognize, you know, this is not your vibration, and to pick up and go someplace that was much more nurturing and contributory to you. And I hear you saying, I think this is so key, that for seekers, and the question that changed you and your relationship was when Gary said, well, what change could you having money create? And suddenly then it's not a narcissistic relationship with money. Suddenly it's about, what can I do to the world? What can I do for the world? What kind of freedom and ease can I have? And what can I help others with?
Yes.
And so that's amazing, because as seekers and as the light messengers who have come here at this time, that's really exactly what we want. And so the resistance you're talking about that stops that flow is actually stopping us from doing who we really are and why we're really here.
Yes, exactly that. And wouldn't it turn everything on its ear if we looked at it from that place and went, wow, in order to be who I really am, like in order to fully embrace and actualize that, bring it into the world as who I really am, money will actually contribute to it rather than take away from it.
Well, a pause there for that piece of information. That's something worth digesting. And just stay with us and join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back with Dr. Dane here, he's going to give us a money resource and also talk to us about how we can become magnetic to the right money for us. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations, or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At AccessConsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. AccessConsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to AccessConsciousness.com to learn more.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Dr. Dane here, the co-founder of Access Consciousness. And I want to start this off by saying he's got some money resources for us. So the great news is whatever you're getting here and whatever you feel compelled and intrigued about, there's more. Yes, there's more. So I'm going to give you the resource first and then we'll ask Dane about it. But I created a site so it's very easy for you to receive it. It's debbiedashinger.com/Dane. I'll spell that for you, D-E-B-B-I, as if you don't know, D-E-B-B-I, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com/D-A-I-N. So Dane, 7-step money program.
Yes.
Tell me about that. What is it that you're offering there?
Well, you know what? It's time to change this money crap we've been suffering for so long. And what I put in there is what I found worked for me and hundreds of thousands of other people around the world at this point, to start changing that relationship with money from, I hate you, go away, but I want you, but I hate you. You know, that love-hate thing that so many of us have with money. I would love to have more, but I hate it so much it never shows up. And they're really simple tools. And what I ask people to do is to set a target at the beginning, like just get a sense. And I don't, this is not one of those goal-setting programs, because I don't know about anybody else out there, but I could never do those. It's like, you know, when somebody would say, get a big goal and then break it down into monthly steps and break it down into daily steps. After about 3 days of trying it, I'm like, okay, I'm a failure at this too. And I tried, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 of those programs thinking this one will be different. This is not that. What this is about you connecting with the energy of what you would like to create, and you can, and you getting some tools to actually get what that is for you that's different than what it is for other people. Because we each have our own reason why money would work for us. And at the same time, we each have our own limitations as to why it hasn't worked. This addresses both. It addresses the limitations with some really cool Access Consciousness tools, which if you've never heard about it or never used it, or even if you have, it's like it changes stuff that nothing else on the planet was able to change, at least for me. And it became this pathway where I realized this is actually possible. And then what happens from that is, as you start to undo the limitations, the possibilities are always there once the blocks of limitation are removed. And it's like so many of us have been living in this jail with regard to money, and we have all these judgments about it. We have all these agendas about it. We have all these inventions about it. We have all these lies that we bought. And if you actually go with what I just said, the acronym for that is jail. And so we have all these jails that we're living in. And as you start to remove the blocks of that jail, you start to see the space from which you could create. And this is vital, because we keep looking to somebody else outside of us to go, oh, well, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could do that. Maybe I could do that. Well, yeah, maybe you could. Number one, do you really want to? And number two, is it going to create what you really desire? And number three, if you had the limitations out of the way that are the things that have been stopping you from having money, would you be able to create something even greater than you've been able to? So it's a really simple on the one hand, in other words, simple as in easy to follow, easy to do program, that starts dislodging the solid blocks of impossibility that have been around you regarding money. So it becomes easier because the natural state of the universe is receiving. If you look at the plants, if you look at the trees, if you look at the animals, if you look at, you know, these elements that already function from their natural awareness and consciousness and don't give it up for anyone, nothing is ever wrong in their world. Well, what if we could be the same? And what if we could be the same with money?
And receiving, you know, what I really like about what you've created, 7 steps to change how you function with money. Again, it's debbiedashinger.com/Dane, D-A-I-N. It's 8 videos with Dr. Dane here. It's 8 downloadable PDFs with corresponding home play, tools, and questions. And they teaches you how to function with money. And I just want to express a little gratitude. So kind and smart on your part. It's only $97 to change your life and your relationship with money, or 3 payments of $33. It's like very, very affordable to address this subject and how we function with money. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And that's what I wanted to do, because I know what it's like to struggle with money, and it friggin' sucks, you know? And you know, here I sit in large part on the other side of it, although there's so many more things I would like to create. So now the ask has just become larger. Mm-hmm. But what's happened is the struggle about money has pretty much left my life. And it used to be one of the major struggles of my life. So, you know, I realize how it is if you're like, geez, I can't even afford to eat this week. I was in the same place 17 years ago. If you're like, I don't know how I'm going to pay rent this month. I was in the same place 17 years ago. So I designed this program with not just the sort of standard ideas, because if you choose to do this thing, when you go through it, you're going to be like, holy crap, I've never heard this before. This is not the same old stuff, you know, set this goal and do this. And that frustrates me even when I talk about it, because I tried so many of those things and they never worked for me. What this is sort of a distillation of 17 years of experience in not only changing my own financial situation and relationship to money, but changing how I function with money, but working with a lot of people around the world and seeing what are sort of the easiest things, you know, sort of the low-hanging fruit that you can get to and change first that will have the sort of deepest and widest impact. And if you look at that and go, well, you know, and $97 and believe me, this is one of those things. Well, I almost don't want to say it, because when people promise too much, I always listen, you know, I sort of look at them funny. I'm like, come on, really? So let me just say this. The thing that I will say that it will do is it will change your relationship to money and finances. For a lot of people, I think it will actually really change it dynamically. And so I made it that easily accessible, because I want people that were in the same place I was 17 years ago to have access to it. Because let's face it, money is one of the biggest stresses that we face. And if we have more ease with that, everything else has an easier time of falling into place.
Yes. And again, that was debbiedashinger.com/Dane for the 7 steps to help you function with money. It sounds like also thrive with money. Give us one tip here. Becoming magnetic to the right money for us. What would that hot tip be?
Right? I know. Isn't that an awesome one? You're like, I want it, please.
Yum, yum.
My own money. Bring it on. Well, what you have to realize is it's sort of embodied in the conversation we've had so far, which is, what could you do and what could you be if you, like, let's give an example. And this is going to blow a lot of people's minds where they go, I don't know. But if you had $100 million that was gifted to you right now, what would you choose? And where most people go, because they can't even fathom $100 million, and it makes sense because it's so much friggin' money, but it's like, what would you choose? And usually the first thing's like, well, I pay off my credit cards, I pay off my house, I buy another house, I buy a nicer car, I buy my mom a house, I buy my dad a house. And then usually at that point, people are like, I don't know what I would do now. You know what I mean? And then there are some people, though, that are like, oh, my gosh, I could finally start that thing that I wanted to do that creates clean water throughout, you know, Africa, you know, whatever it is. Mm. And so the reason I put that in there is because if you start looking at what you would do with $100 million that was renewed every 12 months, what could you choose? And the answer is you could choose pretty much any darn thing you wanted to. And so if you started functioning from there with money, in other words, if the need went out of money, what could you choose? So let me give another tool, another aspect of, and sort of a way of creation, if you will. And I'll try to make this quick because I know we have to go to break soon. So right now, get the sense, get the energy, like the space, the way it would be to be, if all of your debts were paid and you had absolutely no stress around money and you had an extra, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 coming in a month. Mm-hmm. Get the sense of the way that would be. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Here's the beauty of this. See, what this entire course is about and what I try to get people into the realm of is creating energetically, because that is the first language, and it was our first way of creating. And it's, in essence, been taken away by this idea that we need to think, we need to figure it out, we need to do this. That doesn't work for most of us seekers. It may work for the non-seekers of the world, but those are also the people you don't want to be like. Those are the people I was in the restaurant with in Beverly Hills. You don't want to be like those people. So, not that there's anything wrong with that, however, it just doesn't work for you. So if you got the sense of the way it would be to have what I just asked about, everything's paid for, everything's taken care of, you have an extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month, get the sense of that space and that energy and that ease that would occur. Mm-hmm. And now what you want to do is you want to go, hey, universe, consciousness, I'm asking for this. So you acknowledge that you're asking, because what this really is about is ask and receive. And then what you want to do is go, okay, so anything that doesn't allow that to show up, in any way in which I'm allowing anybody else to get in the way, I now let all of that go. And I'm willing to change anything I need to change other than my sense of self and my sense of integrity with self. That never changes. But I'm willing to change anything else in my life that I need to change in order to allow that to happen. Okay? And then you want to go, consciousness, help. Universe, help. I realize you guys got tools and awarenesses that I may not know, but I'm asking for everything you're willing to contribute. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I have been so stubborn as to not receive it before. And I will receive it now, no matter what it looks like and no matter what it takes.
Wow. Powerful. I really feel that energetically over here in a big way. And what I got very clearly in that state, imagining that level of money coming in consistently, was choice. That's all I could feel, was the glee of choice of this. Yes. or that or eeny, meeny, miny, mo of the greatest of the greats to bring in at any moment. It yes. felt really delicious. So stay with us. We're going to come back and speak more with Dane about what is possible for you and money to get out of your confusion and your hatred and whatever else has been going on that has stopped you from receiving the flow you so deserve. Join me on Twitter anytime. My name, Debbie Dashinger, and stay right there. We'll be right back.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbie-yer.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to debbie-yer.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. debbie-yer.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Dr. Dane here, who is a world-renowned speaker, best-selling author of more than 10 books, and the co-creator of Access Consciousness. He gives us the tools for financial change. And if you'd like more, go to debbie-yer.com/Dane. And Dane, just to follow up on that experience from before, this envisioning of what it would be like, all our bills are paid, we are living in the place of choose your number. I know mine is definitely at least $50,000 extra per month. And the feeling I had, and one of the things I said to you during break is like, wow, I went into a puddled state. So I was feeling the, first of all, the joy of choice and the awareness of that. And the best thing was the energy I was feeling, just incredibly expanded, excited, good, certainly receptive. Yeah, talk about that.
Well, here's the thing. That energy, if anybody got any aspect of that in their own world when I was talking about it, that's the energy of the creation of money. And if you look at that in comparison to what we've been doing with regard to money, you see they're pretty much polar opposites, which is why money's been staying away. And so, and make no mistake about it, I've done so many things that were so airy-fairy, you know, swirl the purple light of Saint Germain through your anus and out the top of your head, you know, and I'm like, what is this going to do? Oh, it will work. No, it never worked. But so this is not an airy-fairy thing, but what's embodied in that seven-step program is to get you to get to this energy. But we've also got some other tools on there that are dynamic at changing the places where you can't get to this energy. And so what you want to do is anything that feels like that energy, you want to do it. Like, let's say somebody invites you out to coffee and you're like, but I don't even want to spend time with this person. If it feels like that energy, do it. If somebody says, hey, I got a plane ticket for you to come to New York, and it feels like that energy, do it. And what happens is, what we got to realize is we need to start allowing the universe to contribute to us, but we need to also be willing to receive that contribution. And at the same time, we need to realize we're truly supported by this amazing thing called the universe that has awarenesses, it has possibilities, it has choices beyond what our mind can fathom. And that's what it's time to tap into to start creating money too. Because we'll allow it in the creation of our relationships sometimes. We'll allow it in the creation of our healing abilities. We'll allow it in the creation of, you know, a space to live or contributing to an animal or a friend or something. But we separate from it when it comes to money. And what this is about is getting back in that flow where the universe can contribute to you its immense resources to make this actually work for you and actually change it this time.
It reminds me of that word, I don't know if you've heard about this, the word abracadabra, which you hear all the time in magic shows, but it's actually an ancient Aramaic word, and it means, as I speak, I create. And
yes.
So I feel like as you put us in that state that you're talking about, where we're able to expand into not only the possibility, but even if it's for a moment, hold on to the reality of what that's like to bring it in. We are creating our own abracadabra. We are sensing and creating at the same time that money, that flow for us.
Yes. And in order to do that, we have to be willing to ask, which is part of what I walked you through earlier. And we have to be willing to receive. And the challenging part has been the receive. Number one, we don't ask anymore, because we got out of that when we were kids in school, because if we ever asked a question, we were made wrong and we didn't do the homework, or if we asked our parents for something, they would say no. This is asking of an all-loving, all-caring, all-gifting parent, if you will. It's not even a parent. It's the parent that runs through your veins and runs through every molecule of your body, because every molecule has consciousness. But also the willingness to receive. And what is so vital is getting over our blocks to receiving, so we have a different choice and a different possibility.
I'm going to ask you about that. Can you describe receiving? Because I think that's a very interesting word. On some intellectual level, we get it. But what does receiving really look like? Or is an energy anyway? What is receiving? What is that?
Right now, if whoever listening, if you push down all of your walls and barriers and everything you use to define you as, I am this person with this person, and I'm this way, and I'm not this way, and I can't be this way, push down all of your walls and your barriers and your definitions of you that define you as who you decided you had to be, and push them down even more. There. Now, once you have that, see, receiving would mean you could even receive judgment and it wouldn't affect you. And somebody says, oh, you're a bad person. And you go, okay, thank you. And they're like, no, you don't get it. You're bad. You're like, okay, thank you. See, receiving is willing to let everything through and not let any of it get stuck in you. And the only thing that sticks it is our walls and our barriers that we use to try to protect us and separate us from the world, because we've received so much judgment, especially, once again, the seekers of the world. We've received so much judgment and so much idea that we're wrong, that we keep trying to fight against this reality in this world we live in. What we need to do is end the fight and be the all-encompassing, all-embracing beings that we truly are, that is actually bigger than all of that, that we're actually really above all of that, and don't need to be mired down in the smallness of reality that other people seem to believe is so valuable. And then we can receive everything, including judgment. And for every judgment, last thing I'll say, because I know we got to go, for every judgment you're willing to receive, which means just let it through with no point of view, you make $5,000 more that year. For every judgment you try to reject and put up a wall to, you lose $10,000.
Cool. I just made $5,000 today for sure.
Awesome.
So I hear Dane saying, all encompassing, all embracing. Remember to ask the universe for help once you're in that state, because they will offer you the tools once you agree to lower your barriers and receive. Dane, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been so great to have you.
Thank you so much, Debbie. You are wonderful as always. I'm so grateful for you.
And ditto. And remember his 7 steps, how to function with money, debbiedashinger.com/Dane. And I end today's show with this quote from Dr. Dane here. Turning the hobby you truly enjoy into a thriving revenue generator can be one of the most exciting, generative, and truly satisfying experiences. The exciting news is that you can turn your hobby into a profitable business if you are willing to make the transition from an employee to a business owner and the CEO of your own life. Remember, if you love wine, go to Direct Sellers with a C, CELLARS, directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.